Carolina. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 76 points, the NASDAQ adding 79. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
A bill with amendments has now passed the State Senate Committee on County and Municipal Government. The bill is designed to consolidate 25 licensing boards under one state agency. The Office of Occupational and Professional Licensing would work within the Alabama Department of Labor. An executive director would be appointed to oversee that office, along with deputy directors, office staff, and investigators. Currently, the licensing boards here in the state are operated either individually by state employees or by private companies. The amendment that was added to this bill reduced the number of boards that were placed under this oversight umbrella from 38 to 22. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force caught up with a Daphne murder suspect on Tuesday in the town of McIntosh. 23-year-old Joseph Gurley was taken into custody and returned to the Daphne police station. Gurley is wanted for questioning regarding the shooting death of Matthews Bonnell Jr. on Easter Sunday. And the U.S. Marshals Service also placed a Conecuh County man on the 15 most wanted fugitives list for the entire nation. 28-year-old Ladarius Fantroy of Repton is wanted for murder, kidnapping, and burglary. Fantroy is being sought for a double homicide that occurred in the summer of 2023. U.S. Marshals are offering a $25,000 reward for any information that leads to Fantroy's arrest. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, Don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views. In the afternoon, as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. I'm Joey, he's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing today?
I'm good.
Fresh off that fishing trip?
Yeah, man, that was great.
Yeah?
Great time. Great time with my son for his birthday, all the way around.
Okay, yeah. Well, I like the photos. I like the catch you got. You got a nice
I think we
kept
about 50 crappie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it crappie or crappie?
Depends on what part of Alabama you're from.
That is true.
We were on Lake Martin, so it's crappie.
Now, but up near the north where they honk a little bit more when they talk, it's crappie, I think.
Yeah, and it's Sacalay if you go in the Carolinas.
Well, that's just lame.
That's totally different, but yeah.
Anyway, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, bro.
Good to have you here. And on the line, we have the one, the only, Jeff Poor, of course, host of the Jeff Poor Show, and editor-in-chief there at 1819 News. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Joey. Were they honking a little more? Anybody in particular you were referring to?
No. There are just a lot of folks that when they try to say bright night light, it comes out bright night light. So it's, I'm not particularly picking on anybody, Jeff. Don't get me in trouble more than I already am. And are you okay? I know you've been down to the State House. Have you survived today dealing with all those guys?
No, it's always a, it's always, today was a work in progress because here's the way it worked today, Joey, and you will sympathize with me as a fellow radio host. Come on down. We don't have your guest list yet, but we will. As your show proceeds, we will bring the lawmakers to you.
Oh.
So like, it's like a blind kind of trust throughout the morning, but somehow or another, it came together and worked.
Now, help me out with one of these issues, because I read, as it was released by 1819 News yesterday, Attorney General Marshall's take on this new ethics legislation that's been proposed and now has passed the House, for folks who don't know. And yet, when you look at the breakdown, some of the sponsors of the bill are saying, no, this is a really great change. It'll create more clarity. And people like the AG or DAs can still prosecute things like bribery. I'm honestly don't have the expertise to really understand who's right in this. What's your sense of it?
Well, I don't know about this particular piece of legislation. I'm still undecided. But here's what the critics do not acknowledge with their critiques of Representative Matt Simpson's bill is there are problems in our ethics framework in this state. There's no question about it. There's a constant turf war between the Attorney General's office and the Ethics Commission, and that needs to be fixed, and it has to be done by the Alabama legislature. No one else can do that. No one else can add clarity to that situation. But the other thing is, like, the ethics law, I think, is so broad, can be broadly interpreted. And freshman lawmakers, they have to go through orientation before they even get to sit and take a vote. And one of the parts of orientation, Joey, is they have like three so-called experts who are ethics lawyers in this state who apparently understand the law better than anybody and will tell these guys this is okay and this is not okay. And oftentimes when these members start asking questions, they get three sometimes contradicting answers to their questions about what's ethical and what isn't. And what's the problem that tells me? Well, that's a problem in itself. But here's what you need to know. And we're watching what's going on with Donald Trump and, you know, the way these prosecutors are going after him for, I would think, a political motivation. It's pretty clear to me that's the case.
Right.
You have a broadly interpreted statute, ethics framework, and if you have the right kind of prosecutor, DA or attorney general, not saying that we have any of that now, we could, that they can use a broadly interpreted ethics law to go after their political opponent. They could go after an elected official. They do this. This was the whole Matt Hart, Mike Hubbard thing. Not that Mike Hubbard was necessarily, he was did a lot of bad stuff. There's no question about it. But you're kind of picking and choosing what laws you're going to enforce, and you can take the laws and the statute, and you can say this is the intent and this is what we're prosecuting. And I don't like it being so wide open that somebody can just decide, well, we can use this part of the ethics law to go after this guy. It needs to be clearly stated what is allowed and what isn't. And then if you don't like the laws that pass, then vote them out of office, I would say. But anyway, the critics are not acknowledging the big problem that there's just that the ethics framework we have now is not working real well.
What if there are already ethics laws on the books saying that you can't be essentially a lobbyist or be lobbying on behalf of your own bottom line, especially while you're in the legislature? You know, we did those stories there at 1819 News. I think I did a kind of a surmising op-ed on it about the McCutcheons, and yet I didn't see any actions brought against them. And I've always wondered since the beginning of these ethics laws, to your exact point, that when you create this veneer of, oh, we've got all these ethics rules in place, sometimes the informal games actually continue. It's kind of like, oh, we're not going to pay players in college football. Okay, yeah, the Red Elephant Club didn't help save it out. Give me a break. So I think that's always been going on here, and I worry we're kind of shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. I just would want to hear more from Rep. Simpson and from the Attorney General, because from the way Simpson described it and what Marshall was talking about, I didn't really see the overlap. It seemed like they were focusing on particular parts of the bill and not really coming to terms. Though, to Simpson's credit, he just seems disappointed that Marshall is feeling the way he feels. But I guess we'll see what the Senate decides. They should be able to talk this thing through.
Well, here's something else that you can't ignore. And now, look, the legislature as a body is going to do what benefits the legislature as a body sometimes. And this wasn't a partisan vote. I mean, it went overwhelmingly. I think there were just a handful of no votes, but it went overwhelmingly pretty bipartisan for Simpson's bill. And my understanding from Matt Simpson is who's going to carry it upstairs in the Senate is Jabbo Wagner, the Rules Committee Chairman. So if he's going to carry that bill, that guy, I mean, he gets whatever he wants on the floor. That right. Tells me that this thing's got a pretty good shot at, like, becoming a lawsuit.
Well, maybe that's why the Attorney General was trying to get out in front of it. We shall see. Again, folks, we're talking to Jeff Poor here. Now, a story that's gone fairly big on 1819news.com is the Morgan County District Attorney's Office has subpoenaed 19 people. It came out on Monday. This is according to court records. This is after the officer-involved shooting death of Stephen Perkins was leaked. Was 1819 News the first to publish that footage?
We were the only ones.
Only ones, yeah.
The footage. and we continue to be the only ones. So this is the weirdest thing, Joey. I mean, the footage is, and I won't get into how we obtained it, but it's fair game, I think. It's a government video. But the other media outlets are acting like, well, we don't publish this side of stuff. We're not going to put this up. And there's a gag order out there on this when it comes to who can and can't talk about this pending murder charge against that officer Marquette in question. But anyway, I think the one kind of shocks me is, like, they published there's a Ring camera footage that they've been really leaning on to really kind of, I don't know, portray a certain narrative. And the footage that we've obtained, it's not good. I mean, it clearly, the police manual was not followed in this video.
Right.
But does it rise to the level of a murder charge is the question. And that's the fundamental question here. But anyway, these media outlets are treating it like, well, it's not authorized by the government, so we're not going to run it. I mean, when did that ever become like a standard? It's so bizarre that these possible media outlets are like kind of dismissive of it. Well, so right wingers and 1819 News, you know, you can't trust those guys or whatever. It's the same old, same old. So I can't explain it, Joey, why they are going about it the way they are. But I suspect if they had obtained this video and not us, that they would have ran with it.
Well, and it is just absurd. It's almost like faux, like gatekeeping, but without any teeth. Feckless, flaccid, even gatekeeping, because you can go to 1819news.com and you can go to Twitter. I think we've all been sharing it. I saw Dale Jackson, of course, sharing this. It's right in his neck of the woods, his backyard. So it's just bizarre to me that folks think they can still sort of rule the roost. But maybe the good news is that day is over. There's actual competition in media here in this beloved state of ours. Are you surprised? Has this happened before where you see a DA issuing subpoenas about a leak like this?
No, I've never seen something like this. Well, it did, you know, it's kind of weird that the DA is moving faster on this than he did this actual murder charge in the Stephen Perkins situation. They're trying to make an example out of somebody, I suppose. But what this reminds me of, Joey, that WikiLeaks, right before the presidential election in 2016, and when that came out, it was just this dump, right, of just all of this, like, hacked email or whatever. And it was what it was, and it was obtained in a wrong way. But I remember at the time, I think it was Chris Cuomo for CNN, was like, well, you know, if you're caught with this on your computer, you could face some kind of liability as well. And it's like you said, it's just gatekeeping mentality. And there's power in that. And these media outlets really like having that kind of power, but they're losing it. I mean, they're just, these media outlets don't have, they're not the only show in town anymore. I just think there's some kind of like, hey, we're the guys who like believe the right things, and we had the formal training as journalists. You need to listen to us because we're going to do it the right way. And they don't have that moral high ground anymore. This is a product of that.
Well, I was ranting about this yesterday, in particular with Kirsten Welker on Meet the Press, saying Donald Trump keeps claiming these cases. I think you just made this claim, Jeff. These cases against Trump are election interference. He's falsely claiming that it's election interference.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean by stop inserting your opinion and hiding behind that it's objective fact? Why don't we have a different opinions and then we can hash it out? That would be, I think, the more honest approach.
Well, that's the way they were. It's like, Trump falsely asserts that there was anything that was untoward about the 2020 election, or they love to do that. They love to use that word falsely as a clarifier to make their own judgment. Well, it's just like global warming. Well, the consensus of scientists and meteorologists agree that the planet is warming and there's no room for doubt. So, you know, you must accept our conventional wisdom or else. And people just, that's not how the world works. There's always going to be skeptics, and that's what these guys got to get over in their profession. But they're going down swinging, even to the detriment of their media organizations, which are going bankrupt and belly up or downsizing and laying them off one by one.
Well, and like I said, we have actual competition in this great state of ours. If folks want to check out what you're writing about, thinking about, how can they do so, Jeff?
Twitter.com/Jeff_Poor.
Well, appreciate it as always. Talk again soon. Thanks, man.
Thanks again, Joey.
Again, Jeff Poor, folks, always appreciate his insights and just working with him. Got a good relationship there with Jeff and the entire team there at 1819. We, in fact, should have Erica Thomas joining us.
Okay.
Now, she wrote one piece, so we're going to talk about other things, too, but she wrote one piece. If you haven't seen it yet, where have you been? The Alabama Snake Guide, Identifying Venomous Snakes and What to Do If You See Them.
What do you do when you see a snake? What do you see? A snake, non-venomous.
Do I have a machete or a snake gun or a shotgun or?
No, you just walk up on it.
Run away! Like, get the hell out of there.
What about a little green snake?
No. But if it's like if I'm in, say, a woods, yeah, like a big old property, a lot of acres, and you're just trekking around the woods, and maybe you're off the trail a little bit, mm-hmm, too. Yeah, if you see anything slithering down there, I'm going to be very... Because it could easily be a rattlesnake, copperhead, water moccasin, all these different things.
But just
don't want to mess with those.
It could be a non-venomous snake looking for a little snake.
No, sure. Just a non-venomous one. Let's just take a chance. Apparently, I used to have family members down in Andalusia that would just... I can't remember his name. Because it's several cousins removed. Mm-hmm. I think Kelly was his name. But he would... seriously catch and wrangle rattlesnakes, mm-hmm, by just catching them. Yeah, he would bait them, goad them into like striking, that, and then he'd grab it right behind the head.
Not me.
Uh-uh.
No.
I ain't doing that stuff.
I don't know if you've ever seen, we used to call them black racers. I don't know the real name for them. But, man, it's a black snake, and I've never seen one under 4 foot.
Okay.
And the theory was they'd always chase you, but I guarantee every time we saw one, we'd take off running, and it did feel like they were chasing us. I don't know if they turned and went the other way or not, but you could hear those leaves rattle when you would look, and you'd just see 4 feet of snake. And they're non-venomous, but...
Well, and you were telling me about this other one where a guy was... This is a non-venomous snake, but like a big boa or anaconda?
Anaconda.
Where was this?
Brazil.
Probably an anaconda.
Yeah, it was a company, Duer manufacturer. They were building a water plant in the middle of the rainforest. And one of their guys went missing. Yeah. And a little while later, like literally a couple of hours later, they saw this snake just off where they were building, not even 50 yards off the project, with a huge lump in his belly.
Oh,
so
no.
They killed the snake, and they sliced open the belly, and out rolled that dude. Clothes, fully clothed.
It has to be one of the worst ways to go.
It went out as a safety briefing.
Just generally, the idea of being eaten by an animal is just, it's horrifying. That's one of the things that truly terrifies me to my core.
Sure.
I admit it. Like a bear, a shark, an alligator,
just play
a crocodile.
With the bear, that's the easy thing.
Good luck. Hopefully that bear hits you and knocks you out so you don't feel a thing.
That bear likes poop because I'm going to be pooping all over the place.
Yep. Good thing I wore my brown pants today.
Exactly.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Crawdad.
Hey, Crawdad.
You guys are bringing up a lot of memories on things. That's not. I love good snakes, and I'm feared the heck out of the bad ones. I've dealt with both. Elias, but yeah, who is it, dear Mr. Joey, that you said down there, Andalusia, in the Covington County? Who is that? That's kinfolk to you.
It'd be the Clarks down there in that area.
Really? Okay. Long story. If you ever get a chance, pull up your Alabama map and look down in the Covington County. And follow how long the river runs through there. I was in that river one time with a friend, and we're going down, and all of a sudden he jumps up like he'd been bit, but it wasn't. It was a soft shell turtle sit the sand. It scared the hell out of both of us when he jumped back. But anyhow, you would be the person that they did not remember in the first morning show. But please help me there's going to be a low country boil in this area soon. Remind me who, and that is, I think, is to raising money for helping autistic, is that autism? For, if I'm right, I was half asleep, I think. Can you refresh my memory? You're going to do a good low country boil for raising. Please help me.
This is the Mud Bug Ball.
Mud Bug Ball.
At the Biscuit Stadium, 4 to 7 on April the 13th.
Biscuit Stadium. Biscuit Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
On what day again, please?
April the 13th.
April 13, time at night, you say?
Yeah, 4 in the afternoon to 7 at night.
4 to 7.
13, 4 to 7, Biscuits. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Crawdad. Love you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's a great way. I think the idea of raising money by just getting together, eating and drinking is probably the best way to go, I think. Nothing wrong with that.
Can't argue with that.
Sometimes people get into these competitions, though.
How much you can eat?
How much you could eat, like who looks better naked? That one's it's kind of...
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not interested either.
Do we sign up sober, or is that something we sign up for
later? No, but
that's
what's funny. No, like, actual fitness people are allowed in the who looks better naked contest. It can only be average-looking dad bod. So you have to actually examine.
I'm out.
It's like... Well, they all look like Sasquatches to me, so...
Well, you can have your
but he
Sasquatch,
carries himself
or you
with
can
such...
also have the bald version of the albino Sasquatch. Right.
Well, but he carries himself with such confidence. I mean, is that a helicopter? 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're at River Region Contracting. They can, well, help you out with that roof of yours. They're called the premier roofing contractor here in the area for good reason, because they like to educate their customers on their roofs. So whether you have an asphalt or a metal roof, you should have it inspected every couple years. You might as well do it every year because of the crazy weather we have here these days, especially if you also have a lot of a tree canopy or any overhang over the house.
Oh, yeah.
You want to get this checked early and often. And here's the great news at River Region Contracting. Their inspections and estimates of that roof of yours, their inspections and estimates are always free.
Absolutely free, Joey.
And the estimates are accurate.
They've been accurate for me every single time.
And they show up on time?
Yep.
They don't leave a mess?
Nope, they're very professional.
And they also are insurance specialists, so they know how to work a claims process. They don't immediately run to the insurance company after they find one initial problem.
Right.
They do a full-on examination. They get into actually working on it. That way, they can walk you through that insurance claim process and be, well, really swift and practical and even pleasurable about it. They're that good there at River Region Contracting. So call Todd Clark and his team today, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns, highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. And, well, Eddie, we've got a guest on the stream with us here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, we have Erica Thomas of 1819 News. Well, hey, hello. Erica, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can hear you.
Sound great.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I was hoping this microphone would be a little bit better than my phone that I usually use.
No, you're loud and clear. It's great seeing you here on the program. Now, you wrote a piece that was very popular, dominant for a few days here. It's still dominant. This story about the Alabama Snake Guide, identifying venomous snakes and what to do if you see them. How did this story come to be?
Well, when I started working at 1819 News, the main goal is to tell people, you know, things they need to know and things that they want to know and show them amazing, wonderful things about the state of Alabama. And of course, venomous snakes are not wonderful and amazing for everybody, but they do have a purpose. And so we have six venomous snakes in Alabama. And I started seeing, well, every year around this time of year, I start seeing posts on Facebook like, oh, watch out for this. You know, this copperhead is this and it can do this. And a lot of times the information that you see on social media is inaccurate. I've seen photos of water snakes in South Alabama and people said they were copperheads. That's just not likely. And so I wanted to speak with an expert and really learn a lot about ways to identify the different venomous snakes in Alabama, but also to tell people what to do if they see one. And so that's why I got the idea of this for the story.
Now, Eddie and I were just kicking that around like the goofballs that we are. And I said, if I see one of those, unless I run away, I just get out of there.
Well, yeah, that's certainly the best advice you can give anybody. And, you know, what I learned in this story that was the most interesting thing to me is we always hear venomous snakes have flat heads. They have eyes that look like cat eyes. Well, those things are not always true. You can actually see a venomous snake and it appears to have round pupils. Even the coral snake here, it has a round head. And it's an extremely dangerous snake. And then in some parts of Alabama, you'll see the cottonmouth more, which is South Alabama, also known as the water moccasin. But then when you get further north, you'll see a copperhead. And actually last year I was in North Georgia and I was walking my dog and he went through some leaves and I saw something move a little bit. And about that time I saw this snake's head come out of the leaves and he tried to strike my dog. Somehow, some way, I yanked my dog just in time. Like I was like mama bear yanking my dog and he didn't get him, but I really thought he did. And it was a copperhead.
And it's very aggressive. Like the copperheads and the cottonmouth or water moccasin, they tend to be pretty aggressive snakes, right?
Angry.
Well, yeah. And the scariest thing is they can camo themselves. This copperhead that I saw, I took a video of it after because I really thought my dog was bitten. And something that's very important is if you or your dog are bitten, it's good to be able to give a description of the snake when you go to the emergency room so they know exactly how to treat you. Mm-hmm. So I got a video of the snake before I started getting my dog ready to go to the vet. And you can barely see the snake in the video. And it was large for a copperhead.
Man, well, I'm glad the close call there wasn't awful. And
quick question. Yeah. Did you smell anything? Did you notice the smell and after or around that?
I didn't. I'm sure if you would have been there, I would have, because you said you would poop yourself if.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was the bear.
I wasn't talking about just that in particular, but most times when I've run into copperheads and a lot of venomous snakes, there's usually a pungent smell. And it may be just me, but I smell a pungent smell.
We were out in Dahlonega, so we were in the mountains, and it just smelled like outdoors. Yeah. And, you know, I never remember thinking, oh, there's a strange smell, which there could have been, but this was also in June, and my allergies were pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everything what was the smell like, Eddie?
I've heard this like referred to as sour cucumbers, but to me, whenever I've been around a snake and could smell it, it's just putin strong, like, body odor. I don't know how to describe it.
Like a pickle factory.
It's just body odor. Just a real pungent smell.
Well, that's pleasant.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. I would suggest not getting close enough to smell. Also,
that's a thought, too.
The expert that I talked to with Alabama Snake Removers told me with the eye thing, if you're so close that you can see the eyes, you're too close.
Well, the last one I saw the eyes of, I let it swim to me so I could blast it. And I wouldn't shoot till I could see its eyes because I only had a shotgun with one shell, and I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Yeah, we had to hit one with a paddle one time because it got in the water and was just making a beeline
right at us. Yeah.
And it went away after we hit it. But
Mine too.
Well, I'm glad your gun didn't jam, Eddie, and I'm glad the paddle worked.
Yeah.
I would be using the paddle to get away.
No, we were just more bemused by, like, look at
this
little guy coming at us like this. Like, yeah, we were just astounded, almost impressed by how he moved towards us. But, no, I love this story. And it is really, it's a fun story, but it's also a great reminder of what you should do. Be careful out there. Especially if you're in a very wooded area off the beaten path. You never know when you're going to see something like that.
Exactly.
Now,
and they have a striking distance. Each snake is different. But, I mean, you really have to be careful to make sure you're not within that striking distance. So, really, the best thing is to avoid the situation, if possible, and get out of there.
Yeah, and just get out of there, folks. That's my instinct, is to just move away, move out of the area. Now, did you have a chance to actually see this debate last night, or I guess two nights ago, with Dick Brubaker and Caroline Dobson?
This was the Congressional District 2 debate. I was not allowed in, so I had to go to Plan B. Thankfully, I didn't have to go to Plan C, which was sit in the bathroom and listen in. But I did, I went to the debate knowing that this would be a possibility that I would not be able to get in because they were not allowing media in, which I thought was a disservice to the people. But it was the bottom line for a television station, and that's what their concern was. So no other media was allowed in.
Hmm.
But like I said, I had a plan B, so I went with that. And I was able to pretty thoroughly cover this debate. The story's on 1819news.com. And I really have been looking into this runoff that's coming up April 16th on the Republican side. It's Caroline Dobson and Dick Brubaker. A lot of people know who Dick Brubaker is. He's a former state representative. He has name recognition. And Caroline Dobson, she is an attorney in Montgomery, kind of a political newcomer in Alabama, but she's very strong. I think the best thing about both of these candidates is that they're both really strong and they both have great qualities.
Oh, absolutely. I think I've interviewed Dick and Caroline at this point, what, 5-6 times?
Least, yeah.
And they're going to be on the show every week leading up to that April 16th runoff. And yeah, that's my sense of them, that I don't know if it's a matter of the issues where there's really daylight between the two. Isn't it more, I say, like a personality thing, how people connect? Maybe it's a generational thing. I've been trying to find a way to make a distinction between the two.
Well, I think if you read the debate story, you'll see some distinctions in every category. I kind of broke up the story into categories of what they were discussing, what they were debating. They talked about inflation, of course, LGBT issues. And there were some pretty big differences. But I think, above all, they're both conservative candidates. And I think they would both do a fine job. And I think it's really something we need to focus on, is the positive aspect of this, is that we do have two pretty good choices, and that's kind of rare these days.
Now, Erica, we don't normally do this because you're on the phone, but I believe got folks calling in, and I imagine it's about the snake story. But you want to go to the phones with us?
Sure.
Awesome. And by the way, you've kind of inspired me. I don't know if I'm actually going to pull the trigger on this, but I'm tempted to write An Alabamian's Guide to Political Snakes. And like,
I know, isn't this good? This is good.
See, that's really good.
And then I'm going to have to, of course, include myself. Talk radio hosts are the worst.
I would say you should go back to like the 2007 era. Start there.
Okay.
Maybe the last 20 years. It would get good.
I think I'm going to have to go back to the Garden of Eden, honestly. Let's go to a real biologist.
Yes, hey, biologist. A real biologist.
Yeah, and I love when they put these stories out there because it takes individuals like this, you know very little about snakes, to learn about them. Now, with the eye thing, it's about 90% right because it's elliptical eyes. Now, the one that's got a round eye, we have two genuses. We have Viperidae, or families, which is your Vipers, which we have five Vipers, and your Diamondback, Rattlesnake, your Pygmies are in South Alabama. Timber's pretty much all over. You have water moccasins and cottonmouths to be found anywhere. Trust me, I found cottonmouths in North Alabama blowing beaver dams. The one that's Elapidae is part of the coral snake family. I mean, the cobra family, that's Elapidae. They're rear fanged, they have round eyes. And it's that one, yellow against black, venom lax, black against yellow, you know, the whole jack thing. But that's only found in the very south area. You're not going to find them around here. Your diamondback rattlesnake, South Alabama. Timber is pretty much everywhere. Now, the difference of your Viperidae and your Elapidae is you have heat-sensing things. So it's like infrared camera. That's how they find their prey. And they have the fangs. They inject. You know, they're venomous, not poisonous. The whole thing about the cucumbers, look, I took herpetology and never in a herpetology book did say that snakes have a smell.
Yeah, like I agree. Never read a new one.
But
just experienced
I've heard that, but we were not taught that snakes have a smell. Now, maybe they do. Who knows? Dirty dogs smell like a dirty, wet dog.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an old wives' tale, like the TV or other things will turn you blind.
Yeah, but you smell it.
Say that again, Erica.
I think I just figured that out. So part of my story talks about how snakes are attracted to places where mice might be. So maybe the snakes that people smell that smell like sour food had been in a trash can where there was a bunch of mice and they came out smelling like garbage.
I have no clue. I walk in swamps all the time working, and I've stepped over hundreds of water moccasins / cottonmouth. All right, the reason they have the name cottonmouth is one of their defense or their warning mechanisms. Rattlesnakes have rattles. Also, you cannot judge, or you cannot tell the age of a rattlesnake by the number of rattles. Every time a rattlesnake sheds its skin, it adds a new rattle, but rattles break off, fall off periodically. They just do. So, you know, that's 12-year-old rattlesnake, 12 rattles. Well, if a rattlesnake sheds three times in 1 year, it gains three rattles, but it could lose two. So that's another one of those fallacies and all that. And I've never been chased by a water moccasin, and I go around them all the time. I step over them daily and work for work. So I'm walking through beaver swamps or other swamps doing my job as a biologist. I've never had one chase me. Now, remember, if a water moccasin is just swimming across a creek and you happen to be in the way, it's not differentiating of that's a human or that's a boat. It just wants to go from point A to point B. That's what's really happening. And people want to go, they're attacking, and they'll do this. The other cool thing about cottonmouths and copperheads is I was turkey hunting this morning. We saw one and called cryptic coloration. It's basically camouflage. They look just like leaves. It's really cool. I took a big video of it and sent it to my wife and my daughters. But I'm really happy that individuals like this, like she is does these stories, just tell people, hey, everything has a reason out there. Don't be scared. Just ease off, walk off. I mean, if someone said, how come you don't kill every snake you see? I said, I never get my job done. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you very much for doing that article. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for reading. I do want to say with the pupil thing, with the eye thing, one of the expert that I talked to has a photo of a copperhead with a round looking eye. And so that photo is in the story. If you go to 1819news.com and you find the story, it's under trending right now. So it's pretty easy to find. You'll see the photo of a copperhead with the snake eyes and a copperhead with the round looking pupil. If you look really, really close, you'll notice that you can see the outline of where the cat eye would be. But this was low light. So just like our eyes do, the snake's eyes dilate. So that's not always a telltale sign. And also, they can have injuries in their eyes that cause them to stay open. And so that's why it's not going to be 100% telltale sign if a snake has cat eyes or not, if it's venomous.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that in the story. I missed that. That is crazy, though. You're absolutely right. You can see the outline where... Okay, wow, very, very cool.
But you have to look really close in that photo, and you would never be that close in person, or you would be in trouble.
a lot of trouble. We got more calls rolling in. You know what gets people talking here, Erica. So let's go to Clint Jr. Hey, Clint Jr.?
How you doing today?
Good.
We voted for me and my wife, Brubaker, in the primary, but then my wife found an article saying he voted for the highest land tax increase in years. Is that true, or what's that?
This goes all the way back to the early days of Bob Riley with the, what that amendment won, and what Brubaker voted yes on was the like allowing the people to vote on it. And he has, and then he did support the millage tax increase here that 60-something percent of Montgomeryans voted for.
Oh, and the second part, the snakes. Camping with my kids, I'm fishing while they're playing. The snake comes straight up to me out of the water, and it was long. It was not a venomous. It was a long king snake, I assume. But when it came up right in front of me, I started hitting it with a boat paddle. And then once it's down and you hit it a couple times, I grabbed it by the tail. You can swing a snake like a whip, and it'll pop its head off.
What? What in the world is this phone call right now?
You grab it by the tail and crack it like a whip, and it'd be done for.
Man. Well, I appreciate that.
I heard of bringing a chicken's neck, but...
Yeah, no, I've never heard of doing that to a king
snake. Never a chicken snake.
Right. Appreciate it, Clint. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
How y'all doing this thing going?
Doing all right.
Well, I've got another snake story regarding the, you know, one of the old rhymes and a personal story about one of the copperheads that you've been talking about with your guest on the phone. And years ago, probably 20 years ago, me and my father went up to the Coosa County Mansion area, and we're riding around on four-wheelers, and we saw the copperhead stretched out on the dirt road. So of course we killed it and cut its head off with the shovel, and he wanted to show me how well they camouflaged their body in pine straw and dead leaves. So we had its head on the end in the scoop of the shovel, and as soon as I tossed its head onto the ground there where the pine straw was, the head disappeared as soon as it hit the ground.
I believe it.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, I have a picture of when my dog almost got bitten, and you cannot see the snake because of the leaves. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was perfectly camouflaged as soon as it hit the ground. I had to stare and look and look. I mean, it just disappeared as soon as you snapped your fingers.
Yeah, well, you got to watch out, folks. This is why I like to stay indoors. Appreciate the call, Chris. Really great hearing from you.
My buddy Doug, he got bit by a rattlesnake in Greenville, and it was a small one. Mm. And they saw the snake, seen it was a rattlesnake, and cut its head off. And then within 5 minutes, Doug went to reach for its head, bit him.
Ooh.
$150,000 worth of venom later. Doug's still here, thank God.
Thank God for Doug. Yeah, that's a talk about a trial to go through.
Guess who had been drinking?
Doug. Yeah, well, there you go, kids. Don't drink.
Can still strike after they're dead. I've seen that myself.
Oh, I've skinned moccasins before and water snakes, and man, that body, it keeps moving with no skin on it. It's the creepiest thing in the world.
Yeah, but don't be drinking while you're doing your snake handling, I think moral of the story.
I think that's a good idea, Joey.
Let's go to Dr. Ken. Hey, Dr. Ken.
Hey there, Joey. Hey. For you and Eddie and the nice lady that you're guest, there are two or three practical ways you can distinguish the venomous snakes from the benign snakes. And far and away, most of them are benign, as you know. Mm-hmm. And they're best left alone, particularly king snakes. They have a good record against rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, apparently, they're successful in killing and eating a rattlesnake of any size. But they are, of the benign snakes, they do not have the protruding jawline or mandible to accommodate the poisonous sacs that the sort of triangular-shaped poisonous or venomous snakes possess. So that's one that you can tell from, you know, 6 or 8 feet away without trying to get an ophthalmoscope and get up close to see the pupils. The markings, of course, they're easy to learn, but on the copperhead, they almost invariably have that hourglass pattern to them. It's an hourglass turned transversely that runs down the back. And then if the snake is presented to you without a head to identify, or with a head that's as flat as a dinner napkin, which many times they are, if a misguided person brings them in and thinks he's done well, or he or she thinks the best thing to do is kill all snakes, there's another surefire way for the vipers, and that is to check underneath or back at the anal vent. Beyond that, the scales are the little stripes that denote the plaques are doubled, two per little stripe, if it's one of our benign snakes. Venomous snakes, most of them, the vipers, have a single scale running from there to the tip of the tail. So if you can just remember that that's more like a rattle would be at or beyond the end of the tail. The single scoot it denotes a venomous snake. Double scoot denotes a benign snake. The coral snake, about the red, yellow, black, if you'll just remember that, and this is a beautiful snake, round head, mm-hmm. or smooth head, much like the king snake, they share the same colors. But remember that red is the alarm or color, the identifying marker color. If it touches yellow, that's the one, that's kill a fella. If it touches black, then poison will lack. And if you remember, red's the alarm, and it's what the red touches. That'll get you by most days. A good tough set of work boots and keeping your distance is the best prevention.
There you go.
100%.
Well, great hearing from you, Dr. Ken. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, Erica, you no wonder. We haven't gotten this many calls in a while. I think people are tired of the political snakes. They just want to talk snakes.
Well, not only that.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful lady on. Who's not going to want to talk to a beautiful lady? Come on, Joey.
Oh, thanks, Joel. Well, I will say I like all of those tips, but even the flathead rule is not always accurate. So check out the story on 1819 News to find out why you cannot rely on that.
Again, the story, Alabama Snake Guide, identifying venomous mm-hmm. snakes and what to do if you see them. Erica, you're consulted with an expert, and it is a very detailed story, really great story, trending for good reason. And, you know, my favorite animal as I was growing up as a child was the mongoose, because they could always best snakes, especially like a king cobra. They're always quicker. And, yeah, I've never been a fan of snakes. So thank you for giving me the heebie-jeebies while also informing the population here, Erica. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I hope you sleep well tonight.
Thank you for that. If folks want to check out your work, how could they do so?
Go to 1819news.com, and you can also go to Facebook, Twitter. We have all that stuff. We do have a TikTok for now, because we want to reach as many people as possible. It's really important for our messages and our stories to get out there, because these are stories you're not going to see anywhere else, I promise. And so check us out, 1819news.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You'll get just one email every morning showing you all the big stories. You can also help support us. So we really appreciate that, because we are a nonprofit. So we depend on people, not large corporations. We're not getting money from, you know, the big guys. So any little bit of help we can get is awesome. We're working so hard day in and day out to inform the people of the state of Alabama. And if you want to send me a story idea or a story tip, you can email news@1819news.com.
Well, thank you again, Erica. And until next week, have a good one. God bless.
Thank you.
Again, folks, that is Erica Thomas. Always great having her on the program. And, look at all these calls rolling in, Eddie.
This is Alabama, man. We have experience with snakes.
This is why I stay inside.
Nice. Well, snakes come inside. Years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Suzanne and I were, we had a different house on the lake, and the basement wasn't as sealed as it should have been. Mm. And a little king snake came in, maybe a 6, 8, 10 incher, and we lost it.
Oh, no.
And then we saw it again. It was wrapped around.